Ricks, which is the sort of represents the posh end of estate agents, effectively, they're the chartered surveyors. They do a survey every month saying, on balance, which of their members think prices are going up and which are falling. And in January, it fell negative as the stamp duty holiday ended and the cold weather sort of seemed to put a lot of transactions into the deep freeze. February, they say, was positive. Now, the interesting thing is this comes after a whole bunch of the building societies and the banks who also do their own charting of the housing market. They've recently saying things have been going negative. So this is the first bit of good news we've had after a few weeks of bad news. I think the bottom line that people really need to get a sense of is that we seem to be at a turning point in the housing market. The recovery that happened last year after the crash seems to have been petering out, and we're at that kind of inflection point now where data is pointing in all sorts of different directions, and the honest answer, if people are honest about it, is nobody knows what's happening.
But in the long run, it's going to be a long time before the housing market goes anywhere near the house prices go anywhere near the levels they were a couple of years ago.
Well, you'd think that, but I mean, in London and the South East, there's been a number of reports that have shown that prices are back up to those record levels, and the national picture is obviously very different because of this the London skew. But I mean, our view internally here at The Guardian is that the housing market is very fragile. I mean, we do think that boom last year has fizzled out, and one of the artificial things that has been making prices look stronger is that people were very reluctant to put their houses on the market, so there was a shortage of supply. Now, anecdotally, what you hear from people is that as soon as a few houses go in a road, suddenly the road is full of estate agents' boards again. And what really matters is, do those prices hold once there is a proper amount of supply out there? Now, what we seem to have been having from some of these more forward-looking surveys recently is that those prices don't hold, and that people, you know, are still feeling very financially insecure, and that the market looks pretty fragile.
And meanwhile, Foxton's, one of the more aggressive chains of estate agents, looks to be in some trouble.
Well, we've just finally got the company's house report that it put out for its performance in 2008, which seems an age ago in this busy period, but it was delayed because it was in enormous amounts of financial trouble. It pretty much went bust and had to be sort of the shares handed over to its bankers. And the results we've just seen show us a glimpse into how bad its finances got after the market crash. I mean, it made a loss of well over 200 million. And anybody who, I mean, Foxton's, again, I'm a bit London-centric bias here. It's particularly well known in the southeast, although it operates elsewhere. But its famous minis and hugely flash showrooms and things were, to many people, sort of the kind of epitome of the boom years. So the sight of it kind of virtually going bust in 2008 will bring a degree of schadenfreude, I imagine.
Although listeners perhaps should put that schadenfreude on hold a little bit, because John Hunt, the bloke who brought Foxton's to such prominence, got out while the going was good.
Well, yes, he had spectacular timing, which is another reason you should always look at what estate agents do rather than they say. And he, just before the market topped out, he sold out. So he's fine. I mean, last seen, I think...
Thank God.
Yes, last seen doing up a large house in West London, I think, according to the Evening Standard. The other thing to bear in mind is Foxton said they're doing very well at the moment. And if you look at the amount of estate agent boards suddenly erupting like wildfire across London, the southeast, you can see why they think that this this thaw that we had before Christmas, when prices did start to move up again, they hope this is lasting, and they're hoping it's back to boom time. So anybody who thought that the crash had somehow killed off the sort of the evils of estate agents, I think, is sadly in for a surprise.